It's 8 a.m. Eastern, March the 15th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up 0.5% at $67,490. ETH is up 1% at $3,679. And Binance Coin is up 1% at $580. The crypto market has taken a hit, with Bitcoin sliding 8% in 24 hours, dropping before a slight recovery. Other major tokens followed suit, while meme coins like Doge and SHIB fell by around 13%. The decline came after U.S. trading hours, as February's producer price index showed higher than expected inflation. This sparked profit-taking and liquidations, totaling over $800 million in losses. Well, El Salvador shifted a significant portion of its Bitcoin holdings to a cold wallet, according to President Nayib Bukele. The cold wallet stored in a physical vault within the country is being called the nation's first Bitcoin piggy bank. Bukele revealed the wallet address holding 5,689 Bitcoin, valued at nearly $406 million at the time of the announcement. This amount nearly doubles the previously estimated holdings. Bukele, who has intermittently disclosed the country's Bitcoin holdings on social media, linked the holdings to a specific address for the first time. Well, Binance has quietly separated its venture capital and incubation firm Binance Labs into an independent entity. Despite the split, Binance Labs continues its investment activities, having funded over 200 crypto projects with assets totaling more than $10 billion. The change was made earlier this year, with Binance Labs now operating independently from the broader Binance Group. Well, in a significant legal ruling, a UK judge has declared that Craig Wright is not Satoshi Nakamoto, the unknown creator of Bitcoin. The judgment follows a trial initiated by the Crypto Open Patent Alliance seeking to establish Wright's lack of association with Bitcoin's creation. The judge emphasized that the evidence presented overwhelmingly refuted Wright's claims of being Nakamoto or the author of the Bitcoin white paper. The decision is considered a victory for COPPA and the broader crypto community, as it prevents Wright from pursuing legal action against developers and asserting intellectual property rights over Bitcoin's technology. Wright's counsel argued against potential injunctions restricting his ability to claim he is the Bitcoin creator, citing concerns about freedom of expression. The ruling signals a pivotal moment in the ongoing debate surrounding Bitcoin's origins and intellectual property rights within the crypto space. And finally, Barrachain, a DeFi project, has reportedly secured a significant funding round, raising over $69 million. The funding is expected to elevate Barrachain's valuation to $1.5 billion, giving it unicorn status. The project, operated by anonymous co-founders, focuses on DeFi trading, lending, and borrowing services. Barrachain's upcoming mainnet launch, scheduled for the second quarter of 2024, aims to leverage its unique consensus mechanism called Proof of Liquidity to enhance security by increasing liquidity. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.